Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
DJ just sent me something, though, that I was telling Dan. A guy writing at Crossing Broad, which is a very, very provocative, interesting...
Very entertaining blog.
Yes, sports blog website.
Kevin Kincaid, who runs
great. Yes, very good stuff. I think he's a listener at times, too.
Hey, is he?
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I've seen stuff. Brother Dom is in there occasionally. he writes that Sheetz is lowering gas through July 4th to $3.99 a gallon.
Ooh.
And if Wawa doesn't get its act together and do the same thing, he might have to consider Sheetz over Wawa. Now, I was in a Sheetz. We did this way back when I used to go to Harrisburg to do the governor's show.
Uh-huh.
Appalling. Oh, my God.
It's a ripoff.
I felt like I stepped in a bizarro world versus a Wawa.
It's really like the Kmart to Walmart.
Right? Yes.
Like, I feel Walmart was always pretty legit, and Kmart had like the kind of more spin-off brands. And
yes.
It's kind of what Sheetz feels like to Wawa.
Well, I was going to say, let's see. Wawa is more the creme de la creme, and this is no creme work de la creme.
There's some truth out there. There are people that claim that Sheetz's food is much better than Wawa's.
Oh, I was just looking at
their menu when they launched against Wawa. What they did is they didn't just offer sandwiches. They launched with a completely expansive menu. They had chicken sandwiches, chicken tenders, all this stuff. And you saw Wawa instantly see a problem there, and they tried competing. And, man, I got to tell you, I love Wawa, but Sheetz's food, it's not bad. I had it on my way to West Virginia, so there might be some. I might be on this train. Wawa dropped down to $3.99.
Well, he said something else. He attacks Wawa for pulling their Wawas out of high-crime neighborhoods. Now, you know my line. It's original with me for 25 years. If I'm kidnapped and I wake up in a neighborhood, they dump me, and it's a 7-Eleven, I'm running for my life. If it's a Wawa, I know I'm in pretty safe territory.
It's a pretty good assessment.
Yeah. And Wawa didn't like it in Center City, Philadelphia, and they did the right thing. They said, we're getting the hell out of here. We're not putting up with this stuff over on Chestnut Street or Arch Street or wherever. It's brutal. So giving up Wawa for Sheetz just over gas, have we come to that? Have we come to that?
Yeah.
Just think of that betrayal.
Well, how much are you saving now? Like if we actually do the math, you're
$3.99.
Like, yeah, $3.99 versus $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
You fill up
dollar
a
gallon,
12
right?
gallon tank, it's $12. You're saving there. That's,
yeah, each time. That's
legit savings.
Yes, but just think. You feel icky. I was just in one Sheetz. Not good. Didn't look good.
Yeah.
The coloration and all was cartoonish almost.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's that central Pennsylvania type of stuff. You know, I'm outside my comfort zone.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.